All right, in the yard landscape with Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice. Yeah, I didn't even mention the number. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Text questions 411-923 during the broadcast only. Or if you have something you need, a little plant or insect identification, you can snap a picture and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll do our best to get that answered there as well. You know, it's funny, I was thinking how we used to have this hard line about people can't call, ask a question, and hang up and listen. No, this is call and talk radio. You've got to stay on the line. You've got to talk to them. And texting came along, and that basically turned call and talk radio to a commentary.
And
this person texted this and texted that. And
the guy that taught me said to make sure you answer the question in as much depth, in depth as you could, because there would be a whole bunch of other people out there with the same question that would be afraid to call in anyway. Or you don't want a bunch of people calling in and asking the same question. Now answer it very well and do that. But, it's changed the complexity. You hear a lot of calls, a lot of shows that don't even take calls anymore. There's just none. So,
well, when we do get a call, we ask that if they're driving, they pull over. You know, now with the law that'll be coming into effect where everything's got to be on hands-free, there's nothing worse than in your car listening or in your home listening, and the radio program goes to a call.
And they're on speakerphone. Yeah, it's awful.
Driving
it does not make for good radio.
It's not good radio.
Does not make for good sound
quality.
Might
be an interesting question, but we got to protect the listening experience to the users out there. But enough of that. Let's get back to our, back off the bunny trail. It was just an interesting observation this week listening to radio. But we're going to talk about fertilizing. So we've got mulching down. Can you fertilize and mulch at the same time?
Absolutely.
Or is mulching fertilizing?
Well, mulching could be fertilizing if you're using, an organic compost that has some nutrient value. Some do. Ours, you know, the Farm's Choice compost has an analysis. It's about 3% nitrogen because of its makeup being mainly chicken manure. So it can, and compost certainly more have microorganisms, mycorrhiza, beneficial bacterias and microbes in them that actually make what fertilizers are there or that you add work better. There's no doubt that using fertilizers on soil that has a good organic material in its profile are going to be more effective. They're going to be more easily taken up by the plant. There's going to be more space for oxygen. There's just going to be a lot of reasons that they work better. So, yes, you can do them at the same time. Now, if you've got a big, thick layer of bark mulch and you throw fertilizer on top of that, a granular-type fertilizer, remember, you need to water it good enough to get it so it works its way down through that material, and it eventually will.
Do you have to continue watering it till you see all the little dotted granulars go away, or are we just getting it wet to start a leaching process?
Well, so fertilizer, if you look at a bag of fertilizer, it might be, let's just say it's a 10-10-10. Well, that first number is nitrogen, and that's generally what we're most concerned about. That means out of that 10-pound bag of material that's in that bag, 10% of it, or 1 pound, is nitrogen. The rest of that stuff that's in there is some type of carrier, because you need to spread that nitrogen out. If you had this 1 pound of 100% nitrogen in your hand and you threw it on that plant and you didn't get it dispersed well enough, the risk of burning or doing some damage to the roots could be, you know, pretty high. So we put it in a carrier, which could be clay, it could be sand, it could be vermiculite, it could be a lot of things. That's the fluff, in essence, that's in the fertilizer. So a lot of times the stuff you see that's left after you've watered good or it's rained, you think, well, my fertilizer's still sitting there. Well, a lot of times that's just the carrier. The actual nitrogen or phosphorus or potash or all of that, or iron or whatever it is, has probably dissolved, gone into a soluble state, worked its way down into the soil, and the roots are starting to absorb it. That isn't always the case. You do want to make sure you've watered it good, and you want to water first. So the scenario is we want a good, well-watered plant, add the fertilizer, and then water enough water to get that material incorporated and leached down into the root zone of the plant.
Oops.
Yeah, if you fertilize a dry plant, you know, that plant is going to be sucking up moisture as fast as it can, and if that moisture is full of nitrogen, because you've just you dumped a bunch of nitrogen on there and then you started adding water and you've got this highly concentrated material and it goes into those flaccid leaves that are not fully hydrated, you have a very good chance of burning the foliage and the tissue in that plant. So make sure the plant is well hydrated or well watered or well irrigated first, then add your fertilizer, then water it in good.
And can you time that around rain? I mean, a lot of times we talk about measurements of inches of water.
Yeah.
Do we ever get a rain, especially this as wet as this last winter was? Was there ever enough, or do we need to, like, you talk about watering a lawn and putting a tuna can out.
Right.
Should we put something like that, and as we're watering it, wait till that thing fills up?
So it takes about 2 inches of water to penetrate 6 to 12 inches deep in the soil. So that's a good rule of thumb. In the wintertime, it's much easier to time it around rain because those rains also soak better and they're longer lasting.